We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Rolling through hour one with a lot of talk about the Kansas City Chiefs, the NFL. We're actually not done with it. Competition committee. Kind of brushing aside a suggestion from Kansas City in particular about dual possession. In other words, both teams gets a possession in overtime, which I find curious, Paul. Why would the NFL not want there to be an opportunity for both teams in an overtime situation, especially at a time when offenses are so incredibly dynamic in this league? I don't understand it. Wouldn't they want a model more like college football?
Well, here's the thing, Bruce. Fundamentally, you're a very fair guy. I've known you for many years. You're a very, very, very fair person. And I appreciate that about you. Why wouldn't it seem fair to everybody involved in the NFL that if one team gets a possession, the other team should get a possession as well? That just seems to be a basic item of fairness to me. And I don't understand why the other team, if you get scored upon, that you don't have a shot at tying the game up. One would think in the world of fairness that would be the case. And I don't understand the voters, particularly of the other teams, saying that, because they may be that team that gets the short end of this fairness factor. And it befuddles me. It's common sense. It's common fairness to give everybody a shot. That's the American way. But the NFL, maybe it's TV time. Maybe it's too long on television. Maybe a game carries out to
Who knows, right?
I don't know. But fairness is fairness. And it would only seem right that if a team should have a chance, at least one possession, to either tie it up and carry this game on, you'll have a winner eventually. But my gosh, doesn't it leave a bad taste in the mouth of NFL football fans?
Well, it does on the Kansas City Chiefs. Yeah. I mean, you know, the Patriots win the coin flip and then win the game.
That's right.
They're on their way to winning a Super Bowl. So, I mean, I get it. Trust me. All right, let's get to the today's Syndio Twitter question, brought to you by our friends from Syndio HRO, your HR experts in Wichita. Pretty plain and simple, and it dovetails into a conversation and a statement that Paul wants to make anyway. Who will end up winning more college games as a college hoops coach? Two former NBAers, Penny Hardaway or Juwan Howard? One or the other. Penny Hardaway running away with the vote at Memphis, 79% to 21% for Juwan Howard, who got a 5-year deal at Michigan yesterday. And you think that that's a crash and burn waiting to happen.
Boy, oh boy, is it. Now, partly, too, you've got to understand, what is the role that Juwan Howard has played in the NBA? Does he know X's and O's? Oh, I'm sure he knows some X's and O's. But basically, he's a life coach. He's been in the NBA. He's been in D-League. He's been involved in coaching to a certain extent. But mostly as a friend. People talk about what a great friend he is. What a great comrade he is as a coach. All these platitudes. How about X's and O's? How about the ability to be decisive and to make decisions that go against the grain of your team? See, here's the problem, and here's what I think that the University of Michigan has done. They're trying to assuage these Fab Five guys who are put out with the University of Michigan for not defending them with regards to losing their playoff wins and part of their regular season wins and the fact that most of them got to keep their All-American honors and All-Conference honors notwithstanding. There's been a little bit of disgust with the Fab Five. This is an obvious effort, at least in my opinion, to try to get these guys mollified and back on your team. And here's part of the problem too, Bruce, and then I'll turn it back over to you, but here's part of the problem. With when you look at Juwan Howard and what he is trying to do, he didn't ever graduate from that I'm aware of. He was a guy that was three and done. He didn't even stay his entire 4 years. That bothers.
What difference does that make?
Well, it makes a difference to me. Maybe I'm just.
Well, how so?
Maybe I'm a little old school, but, you know, if you love your school that much, that why not stay and play 4 years? Now, I understand the lure.
Oh, come on, Paul, please.
How about a mom sitting in a kitchen talking to a coach saying, and he says, I want your kid to come and get a degree. Oh, did you get yours? Huh? Did you get yours too? Why would I believe you? And is this where Michigan?
Well, what do we get a degree for? Just out of curiosity, and don't overthink this.
All right.
Answer the question.
Make more money.
What do we go to school to get a degree for?
To make more money for the rest of our life.
And to train us, right, for life beyond school and the next level.
The heck with the training, I want the money.
Okay, well, well, you just said at least half of your answer was to make more money. These guys are making millions of dollars out of school, some of it to the point where they barely don't even need to work again.
Yep, I kind of stepped in that one, didn't I?
I mean, you gotta stop me on that one.
Yeah, okay.
To me, that's what you go to college for.
Right.
Now look, and we've talked about this before. Yes. Social maturation, adjusting to time, to learning to do things on your own, taking responsibility, accountability, things of that nature. I get that, and I'm not diminishing it. I'm not. In fact, I think it's the most important thing about college, quite frankly, is learning how to coexist and to get along and to be a part of something that's bigger than yourself and all of these things. But at the end of the day, you can't shortchange these guys who leave after 1 year or two or three or whatever the case may be because they've got earning potentials that all of us would kill for, using the term loosely.
Well, you're probably exactly right. And I'm mulling over what you're saying, and it does make a lot of sense to a certain extent, and I'm probably overplaying and oversimplifying this, and yet I guess I'm so naive, Bruce, that I still think that college is meant to go for 4 years and try to get a degree. If you're going to go,
and
why
that's
not,
fine, and there's
not
nothing wrong with it.
Yeah,
and there's absolutely nothing wrong with it. But what does that have to do with Juwan Howard going back to the University of Michigan, where he got a 5-year deal? I kind of like the hire.
Do you really?
And I don't think it's just to massage the feelings. And by the way, the Fab Five have all landed on their feet in pretty impressive fashion.
Mm-hmm.
When you really stop to think about it, Juwan Howard, very familiar to us. Chris Webber, very familiar to us. We see him on television all the time. Jalen Rose, very familiar to us. Jimmy Jackson, the same thing. These are guys that are all still very relevant in what they're doing in life and have all been, by just about anyone's measure, Paul, have been very successful.
Well,
you're
exactly right. However, you are maybe oversimplifying the fact that a lot of their records and a lot of their achievements were wiped away by illegalities.
Right. Now, I got you on that.
Okay. And I think
that I have you on.
Yeah. Part of that, I think.
But at the end of the day, Paul, they're all really very successful guys.
They are.
Who, I mean, really are pretty, have been pretty impressive. We're back in just a moment. Stay with us. We turn the page to baseball. The I-70 series resuming. A little doubleheader. The good and the bad for the Royals yesterday in St. Louis. We're back in a minute.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.